You're listening to The Random Podcast, and this is episode 2. I'm your host, Shyla. Today, we're going to switch it up and talk business. So lately, I've been super into finding different ways to generate income that aren't your normal 9-to-5 job. So when doing research on this, I actually came across a YouTuber named Reezy Resells. I'll put his link down in the description to his YouTube. But when I dove deeper into his channel and what he was talking about, I actually learned a ton from him about selling on Amazon. And I was hooked. So this was not only a way that was different from that normal 9-to-5, but it was something that was actually making him and a ton of others close to and even more than millions of dollars. So as soon as I was done watching his content, learning more, I went right to Amazon and applied for a seller account. In order to create an account to sell on Amazon, you actually have to get approved, and that includes getting a postcard in the mail with the code on it that you actually input to access your seller account. You actually have to do a ton of other things. You have to do like just the normal, your address, things like that, just because you're basically making a business for yourself. And I mean, it can be an individual one, or if you have a business right now already, you can also use that as a way to sell on Amazon. But it took me about a week to get the postcard with the verification code, and they actually just brought it to my front door. So my mom was home, so she just grabbed it. But once I put that code in, it actually took until the next day. I was able to list items on the seller account. So I was able to use the account. Once I put the code, I just wasn't able to apply any of the things to list anything. So even though I made an account and did a ton of research, I've actually still continued to gain more knowledge on the whole thing. So let me break it down for you. So basically, we all know Amazon, the billion-dollar business. We all have ordered a thing or two, I would say, from them. But did you guys know that when you buy something off Amazon, it's most likely something sold by a seller, so not actually Amazon? I mean, I don't know. I just personally never thought, like, oh, someone else is selling this. I was just like, oh, it's on Amazon. Amazon's selling it. It's most likely, I would say more than 50% of the things sold on Amazon is something sold by just an individual seller, just like myself. So it's pretty cool. But they actually have two different ways of selling on their site, which is Amazon FBA and Amazon FBM. So FBA stands for Fulfilled by Amazon, and then FBM is Fulfilled by Merchant. So you may be thinking, is this some $100 plus a month thing? Like, do we have to subscribe and every single month I have to pay like $200, something like that? Kind of like the whole Forex thing. The answer is no. You actually can make an account for free and only pay 99 cents from each sale. So basically it's 99 cents just to put that product up, which honestly is worth it. You're paying 99 cents and generating, say you sold something for 10 bucks, you're basically getting $9 back. So that's pretty cool. It's actually kind of hard to find where to sign up though for free, because obviously they're going to try to advertise the $39.99 a month subscription to sell. But that's actually just the pro one. So if you've done that and want to sell for free, you could actually just call their service and request a downgrade, or go into your seller account and you could downgrade it yourself, but you would already have paid that $39.99. So I would call them and just kind of let them know you just want to do the free one. They'll do it right over the phone. It's actually not too hard. They're pretty good with their customer service, which is very great. But when you sell something with FBA, you usually are selling something in bulk that you don't want to keep stocked in your house or a warehouse. You don't want to have to pay that whole extra. So what you would do is post the products on Amazon and then send them in bulk to Amazon for them to take care of everything. So once you post it, you could send up to a 50-pound box. You could do multiple boxes too. Amazon will just send you all of the shipping labels, things like that. You would download them, print them out, and it's pretty easy. They pay for it all. And basically they'll just take care of everything from selling the units. Then you can kind of just, they could sell the units for you. They can to handle if there's returns. You don't have to call people, do all that messy work. But kind of, if you're not successful in selling the things, which may or may not happen, depends on what product you're selling and how well it's doing. But you actually have to pay. It's honestly a tiny fee. It's like cents, but per like square foot or something of how much inventory you have in their warehouse. So if you're not selling things well, it's taking months to sell, then you can't just go and return something like you would do if you had it all stored at your house. So you basically end up losing money on those items just sitting there in the warehouse, which is pretty unfortunate. You can't just go pick them up or anything. So that's where FBM comes in handy, though. So FBM is fulfilled by merchant, and you're, in this case, the merchant, and you're the one thing, or sorry, you are doing only one thing. So you're basically doing everything that Amazon was doing, but at your house. So you're storing, packaging, shipping, and dealing with returns. You're basically Amazon, but in your house. So this would be the way to go if you wanted to keep it safe as a starter. And if you don't want to have a ton of units, you can store them in your house. And if they don't sell quick enough, you can just go return them in the usual 30-day return policy at, I would assume, most stores. So it's kind of up to you and your preference, honestly. I personally have been selling shoes on Goat, another platform, and have gone really into it, the whole entrepreneur thing and all that. I signed up for the $39.99 a month subscription for Amazon because I'm going to be selling and trying to make something from this and become a full-time seller. So it's not just like a little trial, but I actually want to pursue in this. I don't want to sit and work at a 9-to-5. Because I have personally done that, and it was terrible. So it's going to take a lot of trial and error, honestly, but I'm all up for that. And yeah, so Amazon also doesn't allow you, unfortunately, to sell anything, just like any single thing you want on there, which definitely makes it harder. There's something called gated and ungated on Amazon, and if you're kind of into all this, you probably have heard of that. And gated means that you're not able to sell that item. And when you try, it might show that there's a restriction or unapproved. So that's kind of hard. You would have to go basically press it, get approved. Some of them, honestly, I went to a store. I went to Walmart and I scanned the Play-Doh and it said I had to get approved. I pressed it to request and it approved me like in 2 seconds. So some things you'll get lucky with in that aspect, but other things it'll ask for an invoice. Just certain things. Actually Reezy Resells, he said that he sent a blank piece of paper and got ungated with Star Wars. So it all depends on who you get, the worker who's actually approving it. But if you want to sell more, you kind of have to do that. At the beginning, you don't, but once you get more into it, then, and you just want to expand, you're probably going to have to do that. So that's the whole gated part of it, but then the ungated means that you've been approved and are able to sell items. A ton of items are ungated. Like, I actually just started selling books first, and every single one of them was ungated that I had, and I had like 20 of them just lying around. So you can get ungated and approved to sell that item pretty easily, but yeah, so, there are also just these are just kind of like the bare bones of selling, and by no means am I a pro, because I actually just got approved last night, so that's just what I've gathered from watching YouTube and researching after it. So I would honestly definitely recommend this to friends and family, because it's legit. It's a way to make steady income if you really work for it. And it's definitely better than a 9-to-5, because you could just be making all this income. Like, you could just make passive income on all this. So, I mean, it's a true hustle. And I actually just listed a ton of books today. I listed, I think, about 20. I still have more. But of the ones I listed, I started off with like 3 Harry Potter books, the first, second, and seventh. Pretty random, but yeah. And within 5 minutes, I had already sold the first Harry Potter book, and I sold it for $4.50. And after all the fees, I made a $2.02 profit, which is honestly pretty good because I wasn't expecting to sell anything, honestly, in days or weeks. So I was keeping my guard up. I wasn't going to just have all these hopes and be like, oh, yeah, like today I'm going to sell. But yeah, so it's pretty impressive. In the first few minutes, I actually sold. And it's like no profit, but hey, I didn't even spend any money on these books. So a $2 profit from spending nothing, pretty good. But I hope you guys enjoyed the switch to talking about business and entrepreneurship today. It's a little bit different than the whole sports things we've been talking about, but that's the old podcast. It's the random podcast for a reason. But if you guys want to learn more, there'll be links down below, and I'll also be updating you guys once I start selling more and give you an updated opinion on whether you should start or not, or if it's even worth the $39.99 a month, because I already paid that. So I'll definitely have an update for you guys on that whole thing. And yeah, hope you guys enjoyed. Thanks for watching me today and joining, and just keep hustling. Have a great week. Make sure to download, share, and turn the notifications on. It really helps the channel, and I really appreciate it. Watch out for new episodes every week. Thanks for listening. Peace.